The first reading this morning is the second one on your sheets, a reading from the first letter of Peter. Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were saved through water. And baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Today our gospel is typically Mark, straight to the point, tells you what you need to know. Seven verses containing three major life events: his baptism, going into the wilderness, and in preparation for his ministry, and then going out to proclaim the good news. I would imagine many of you could sympathise with this. When we try to write something, we may struggle to write in so many words. We want to get straight to the point. And perhaps when you read a report, instead of getting 40 pages, you'd rather have the summary. Mark is simply giving us the key facts before getting into the nitty-gritty of the gospel. The first thing that struck me in this gospel is that it's about Jesus leaving home to step out into a new place, a new phase of his life. And I would suggest that that is something we all do at least once in our lives. We all leave home. And in my own experience, I would imagine in yours, some of those leavings have been more significant than others. What was the biggest one for you? Was it getting married or leaving your parents for the first time? And then maybe not so much leaving home, but moving home or leaving a community, taking a new job, supporting a loved one in their new job, a move forced by your parents' change of occupation if you left home as a youngster. Sometimes leaving home is something we look forward to and we're ready. Sometimes it has taken a while to accept the necessity of leaving home. Perhaps through life circumstances, leaving home pushes us out through the door. Leaving home, changing the scene, is part of life. It happens in many ways. And it means facing changes, making new friends, coping with a new job, perhaps with more responsibility, new things to learn, and finding a way into a new community. And that exposes us. We are more vulnerable when leaving home, which is no bad thing. And in that vulnerability, have we turned to God? Are we drawn closer to God through those experiences? Jesus, Mark tells us, came from Nazareth to be baptized in the River Jordan and immediately was sent out by the Spirit into the wilderness, into a new life. The words are driven by the Spirit. Leaving relative comfort, his job, I assume Jesus was working as a joiner, being a carpenter's son. 3 meals a day from his mother, perhaps. Predictability. All in exchange for what? The wilderness of basic living, working for survival, experiencing severe hunger, and not knowing what comes next. This is the biblical model of ministry, certainly from a parish priest perspective. Serving God, people leave home and make some form of commitment or sacrifice and then have to wait to be shown the next steps. In that first lesson, it refers to Noah building the ark. He left his home on safe dry ground, was told to build an ark, but didn't know what would actually come next. Abraham, Joseph, Moses, David, the list goes on. Called by God, but they have to wait for the next steps. But they all left home. So Jesus left home, got baptized in a river, a geographical border between the comfort and security of home and the mystery of the wilderness. His new temporary home of sorts. Though we should remember he was never far away from the gaze of his loving Father. This wilderness, so unattractive, and yet Jesus was led there. He was compelled to go. His baptism led to something. And if that is Jesus' way, then I would suggest humbly that it's our way too. So many baptisms, confirmations, never quite reach the fulfillment they're intended to. But our baptism is meant to be like Jesus' story too. When we were baptized or confirmed, we were signed with the cross. We may do it ourselves from time to time if we visit another church and there's some holy water there. You may sign yourself with the cross. And on Wednesday, many of this church gathered to receive that cross in ash. The same sign made from burnt palm crosses and mixed with holy oil. Marked with a different sort of baptism or beginning for the beginning of Lent. So the season of Lent, which we inhabit now, is like a wilderness. It's meant to be like a wilderness experience before we come to the joy of Easter, however we choose to remember that. The wilderness is an in-between place for us, as it was for Jesus, between leaving home and entering his ministry, and ultimately going to the cross and the resurrection to reveal our eternal destiny. Our eternal home. Jesus left what was behind, faced severe temptation and testing, and surrendered himself to God before being sent out. Much is made these days of doing something positive for Lent. Don't worry about stopping doing anything, let's do something positive. Why not both, I ask? Why not both? Give something up and do something positive. Either way, in the wilderness, in this in-between place, before Holy Week and Easter Day, we will have our own struggles and challenges to overcome, our own temptations to face. And temptation is meant to make us stronger, not to trip us up. Enticements, better offers, inducements. Jesus refused all these. He did not succumb to what was put before him. If we can resist, it's a very good thing. It makes us stronger, spiritually stronger. The angels that were there in the wilderness for Jesus, will they not be there for us too? When he was with the wild beasts of temptation? Do you ever get the sense that you're being watched or looked after? Each temptation overcome in the wilderness of life, each time spent with the Lord is a step nearer to God. And in doing so, perhaps we too can sense or hear those words that Jesus did at his baptism. When Jesus heard those words, "You are my son," can we not hear those words too? "You are my son, you are my daughter, the beloved one. With you I am well pleased." Knowing those words, filling our whole being, and crossing our lips, take us through the wilderness and beyond, and ultimately to our everlasting home, where we know we will be with our ever-loving God. Amen.